Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. God's Son, who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. If you were asked to identify a powerful speech, you might list Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, President Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, Lou Gehrig's Farewell to Baseball Address, Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, or many of the other inspiring examples recorded on the pages of history. Powerful speeches are those that have proven to inspire not only the audience at the time it was given, but also future audiences for many generations. They are powerful declarations given by individuals determined to make a difference. The most powerful declaration of all, however, is unlikely to show up on anyone's list of most powerful speeches. That is because the most powerful declaration of all was made without a single word. It was made on Easter morning when Jesus rose to life, 3 days after he died. By his rising from the dead, God declared that you no longer need to fear death, sin, or Satan. That is significant because each of those make declarations as well. Death declares that you have an expiration date, and that your life will likely end with a whimper and a moan. Sin declares that you are too weak to expect that God could ever love someone like you. Satan declares that you should feel constant guilt over all the ways you have proven to fall short of what God demands. But all those declarations, though they can scream so loudly and powerfully in our hearts and minds so regularly, were silenced when Jesus came out of the grave on Easter morning. With one inhale of his lungs, he was declared to be more powerful than all our enemies. So listen to his powerful word, which declares that all who believe in him will live forever in heaven, that all your guilt is erased, and your sins are forgiven. Be inspired by the declaration that was made on Easter morning, and let that lead the way in how you live each day. Dear Lord, thank you for the powerful declaration that was made on Easter morning, that Jesus Christ is Lord over all, and that his work truly does silence the shouts of death, sin, and Satan. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.